Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here today with Riley County Commissioner Greg McKinley, and we're going to go back to the phone lines. And good morning, caller. You're on In Focus.
Okay. My name is Stan Herman. I'm a third-generation Manhattanite, so I have a lot of appreciation for the history of Manhattan here. And I worked on Tex Winter's house at the Osborne Construction. We built a two-story addition to the back of the house. And then Samuel Dexter Houston's first house in Manhattan, where Dr. Short lives right now. I worked on that for a year with Ron Wells. So I have a love and appreciation of historical buildings, but the church has had too many additions put on it, and they had to chop into the old church to make the additions and have asbestos in there. And so it's just not worth doing anything to save anything. If they had any history, the church would have had strings on it or something to preserve something, but they didn't do that. But it's not worth saving. It needs to be torn down and replaced with a addition on to Carnegie Library over there, something that would match the stone. Okay, I just wanted to make those comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Herman.
All right. I appreciate the call here. We'll move on from that. Again, we'll take your phone calls here if you've got any comments at 537-1350. But Commissioner McKinley, while I have you here, I thought we'd talk a little bit about the sales tax question that will be on the November ballot. Those that don't know, there is going to be one here, and it's going to be regarding the road and bridge sales tax here. And maybe you could talk a little bit more about that.
Yes, there's an existing tax. It's been in there almost 20 years. It was 0.5%, but that one was split up because the way it was, that one was written, Manhattan got about 60% of that, and the county got some, and then the small cities also got a small portion. And they, you know, the city did the 0.5 cent one that's going to take an effect later. What the county is looking at is going to be a 0.2% sales tax, which will allow us to keep the same amount of money that we've been using for roads and bridges, to keep improving all of that. And it will also allow us to pay back or continue pay to the small cities the amounts that they received. The amount they received compared to what, you know, this Manhattan or county is may seem small, but for them it was a good, percent of their income that they needed to be replaced. And so that's the intent. And the project, the road and bridges, has done a lot of good work over the last 20 years, improving roads and bridges in the county, and also not in Manhattan area, but outside Manhattan area. It's that tax has been used for this area, for the roads around the city, like that Marlatt work that was just done last year, the year before. That was through the road and bridge that helped pay for that. Some of those old bridges on the county roads, the gravel roads, you know, they were built in the 20s or 30s. They weren't built to hold the type of equipment that is used on them now. And like I say, basically they started taking it the worst ones, working their way up. And they went out and gave us a tour a couple of weeks ago showing some of the ones that had been replaced, and then also some of them that are on the list that will be replaced with the next sales tax money. That showing what the deficiency works were in the bridges. And I mean, it's definitely a needed for the county to keep things going.
Would that possibly fund the, I know there's been discussion about a roundabout up there north of Manhattan. I'm kind of near where the dam's at, but I don't remember if that's a state project or if that's more county.
They're actually talking about two, one at the, where the, 13 coming across the dam where it intersects Tuttle Creek, and then also at Seth Childs and Tuttle Creek, having roundabouts. So those would be state projects, but we'll use the county's road and bridge funds because it'll be a percentage of it, and it depends on which system they use that the county has to fund part of it too. And we would use that money to help fund our portion of those projects. And I don't know, they're in the process. They did earlier this year, they were out there doing some of the surveying for it. So the plans aren't even developed yet, but it is on the list to be done hopefully in the next few years. Especially that intersection at the end of the dam, it's a dangerous intersection. There's a lot of bad wrecks there. It's such a wide open right now. It's, you know, if you try to come out, come out through there, it's not an easy place to get through.
You know, that's certainly a dangerous one. You know, another one is just up the road, up where you turn off to go to Riley. I know that's a dangerous intersection as well. Would any of this tax be used to maybe improve that area up there?
It's not on the list right now, okay. That I know. No.
Primarily for bridges, though. I know bridges are always a major concern because just some of the age on some of them.
Yeah. The age, like I say, the age, and, you know, and they were designed for lighter loads and we're putting them on now. And a lot of them are kind of narrow. You know, the farm equipment is getting larger. And some of those bridges, they can barely squeeze through now.
Yeah, that's difficult. All right, well, that'll be on the November ballot here coming up, and let's see what the other thing here we want to make sure we highlight is the deadline coming up, and this is kind of important. The elections, we've been talking about some different candidates who've been filing here in the local races, but June 1st is the deadline here to file.
That's right. Yeah. The deadline for filing is June 1st at noon in the county clerk, Wright County Clerk's office. The filing packets are available online, or you can call into the county clerk's office to get the information. Filing fees for the Manhattan City Commission, the fee is $70. For all the other elections, it's $20. Just going down through them right now, Manhattan has 3 openings. And there's 4 filings. Leonardville has the mayor and 3 council, and nobody has filed. Riley has 3 council people, none have filed. Randolph has a mayor and 5 council, no one has filed. And Ogden has a mayor and 5 council, but they have 1 person has filed for the mayor and 3 for the commission. And then even the school boards, most of them have, like 383 has 3 openings and 3 have filed. 378 has 5 openings, 5 have filed, and 384 has 3 openings, 1's filed. So in the school board, at least there's enough for most of them filed to fill the positions, but a lot of the others on the small towns, you know, there's nobody even filed. And like I say, there's still time left, but as someone who was on the Riley City Commission for 10 years, it is important work that takes, you know, help plan what the city's going to do. It's not a huge time commitment. Riley meets twice a month. I think Randolph and Leonardville, I know they each only meet once a month. And there's usually a few things other than that, but it's not a lot of time involved. But it's important for people to help the community keep things going.
Yeah, and, you know, especially in the small communities, you know, there's just not a lot not happening up there. And for the local governments to dissolve so much because of the lack of volunteer, that can really hurt a community.
Yeah, it does. but, yeah, just to keep things active. And the people that do it, and I think a lot of them end up the right end. Yeah, I know others. Tim Sharp has said he got first on the city, on the Riley Council, because he had 3 write-in votes, and that was the most of anyone that year. And now he's been there almost 10 years too.
Goodness. All right, well, we'll keep that in mind here. June 1st is the filing deadline. If you are thinking about running for any of those races, certainly get your application into the Riley County Clerk's office, and we will see how that whole process goes. And obviously, we'll have another election coming up here real soon, and, you know, doesn't look like, at least for now, we're going to have a whole lot of restrictions on how that process goes. It looks like it'll be a normal ballot year here.
Yeah, I think it looks like it's going that way. Yep.
All right, well, let's go to a break, and we'll come back and more here with Greg McKinley, Raleigh County Commissioner on In Focus News Radio KMAN.